This time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. As always, the final Wednesday of every month, we are joined by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, to talk about what's taking place in the city of Beloit with various projects and things. And Jason, we'll just jump right into it. We talked a little bit about this last time, but I think there's more details, more that you can share about the land bank. And people understand you don't deposit your land into a bank. That's not how it works.
Yeah, we haven't created our own bank in Beloit there, but really it's some wording that the state legislature put in place about 15 years ago that allowed communities to create this holding place. So, you know, that's why the bank comes into play. And really, it's something that we're already doing and a lot of people in the community have done, just personally even. But it's taking those properties that are you know, the private market's rejected. You know, they don't know what to do with them, or it takes, you know, a lot of capital to deal with it, or you know, the owners of the property don't know what to do with it, and they're usually in disrepair or uninhabitable, or you know, a lot of back taxes or something like that. So a land bank's really a tool that's been created that allows communities to kind of, for a better word, wash those properties or clean them up, or get some of those roadblocks removed. And then the goal of the land bank is to, hey, let's get this returned to the best use in the private market as quickly as possible. So it's kind of a place of last resort. Obviously, we're not there to, you know, the land bank's not there to compete with the private market or do anything like that. It's really just handling those properties that the private market's rejected. And so they'll have its own board. You know, it's appointed by the city council, and again, it's made up of your people in town, you know, your neighbors or a council member or somebody from different groups that would be interested in this thing, like the Solomon Valley Economic Development Group. And that's who's going to kind of oversee what we do. And hopefully, you know, maybe there'll be zero properties. But, you know, it's kind of stuff we've been doing and a lot of groups in town have been doing. But the city's been, you know, not necessarily going after, but, you know, trying to handle and keep a handle on either through the CDBG grants or just, internal budgeting to go after some of these problem properties. Mm-hmm. And it's something you got to kind of stay after, otherwise it gets away from you. And I don't think it takes many drives through some towns in our, not necessarily in our area, but in the Midwest, you know, in the rural America. And you can see where those dilapidated, you know, structures can really take over a neighborhood or a community. And so that's been a concerted effort that, you know, our community, I feel, has tried to stay ahead of that. We still want a good housing stock, you know, rehab what you can, but take down those properties that are a problem or do something different with them to kind of help lift the whole neighborhood. And I think you see good examples of that in our community where, you know, neighborhoods have kind of been revitalized by taking care of some of those really problem properties. So the land bank is just the best vehicle to do that with. And so that's kind of why that was put in place. So just so you hear that, it's, you know, there's not, like you said, sure, there's not a new bank in town. That's just kind of what the legislature decided to call it. And that's probably about the best word for it. It's just a holding place for these troubled properties.
And gotcha. So, city manager at Beloit, Jason Raby, our guest today, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems on Community Matters. Update on the drainage project?
Yeah. So that's kind of the study that the council conducted about a year and a half ago. And so it gave us some good answers on how to help or improve that some of the drainage situations through town. And the first one that we've been able to focus on is that westerly drainage basin that kind of goes underneath 8th Street over there near the airport area. And so we've made good progress on that. We've basically got all the landowners kind of in a good spot, you know, but it's now we got to get some of the design done so we know exactly what easements we need and where we're going to do things and what structures we need to remove in order to put in the drainage facility. So just kind of north there on 8th Street, as you go out to the airport, kind of that valley, there's a good low area. So that's kind of what we've designated. We've got it pretty well situated with everybody in that area. Now we just, like I said, just get the design finalized. You know, now that everything was based on LIDAR. You know, now we got to go out there and actually topo it and get okay, how's this going to actually sit? And it's really just using the natural lay of the land, you know, and just trying to slow the water down, you know. So, you know, Noah's flood comes, there's probably not a lot we can do. But in a lot of these, you know, gully washers, it'll be a big improvement.
So. Okay. And then you're going to warn people ahead of time
yes.
about some road projects down the line, not immediately, but down the line. And I'm sure everybody will remember exactly what you're about to say.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody will forget. And again, it's, you know, no pain, no gain, right? So again, just really excited, but hopefully we'll have that North Walnut project up there by the high school and the football field ripping next spring. And then South 14, they'll be doing some work on that one also in the spring. So a lot of projects. Obviously, we'll work with the various stakeholders in there and make sure everybody's has as much access as possible. Mm-hmm. But when it's all said and done, they're going to be two great projects for our community. So. Yep.
And how's the new baseball field coming across the street? I see grass.
It's nice and green. Yeah, they mowed it the other day. It's looking pretty good. So, yeah, they're kind of on to the next phase. You know, the lights should be showing up any moment, the upgrade we did on that. And then it's really just kind of taking the material from the other field as our base, you know, for that lime infield and getting that cut in and then just starting to outline it with the fence and just kind of chipping away at it. So we know our deadline, and so it'll at least be in some play shape. Yeah. We'll see what it's like, but it'll at least be something there. So, yeah, it's looking good, and we're excited about it. So.
Well, yeah, it's nice to see that old building that dilapidated over there by there was taken out. That was that was a bit of an eyesore.
And the pitching cage or the batting cage.
That
I mean, if people
apart.
Actually wouldn't touch it, they probably wouldn't be in there because it's just my gosh.
I remember Alex Mears helping re-establish the top of it so the net at the top wasn't actually hitting the kids that are 3'8" tall. That's how low that was at one point.
So. Yeah. Something new and improved coming on that too. We plan to try to have a batting cage for each field, so it'll be good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, we got up there one last time before they took the fences and everything down. It was funny. We got up there, had a good time, and then we were driving by, and I wasn't even really paying attention. And I picked up my kids up from school, and my youngest goes, "Hey, Dad. Fence is gone." I looked there like, wow, that looks a lot different now when I come around the
corner. It does. Yeah, it's really going to be a change. But on the flip side, you know, it's really interesting. People are starting to trickle into it. I think especially once we make it known, you know, in the parking for the football game, you know, all that stuff is going to be, it's already, it feels like there's, even though people aren't fully using it, there's still more parking and it seems to be working. So when it's all said and done, hopefully it feels like it's always been in a way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's really interesting. You see the newspaper, you know, that's the third time we've moved this cookie field, you know, so, or second, I guess, second time, the third location, you know, so went from the park to where it's at, where it was, and now to where it's at. So I guess that's just the story of this field. It's just a traveling baseball
field. I guess so. Yeah. No, it'll be good when it's all said and done.
That's right.
So that'll be fantastic as well. Yeah. Anything else we need to add or fill in to people before
we
go?
I think we're good. You know, if you're looking for a good place to walk, we got a great trail out there down by the Nutrient facility that's been put in. I'm going to try to get more on Facebook about it, but if you're looking for some of these nice evenings, it's a great mile and back, and that was a kind of a brainchild idea of some local residents, and we got some grant funding to put it in, so it's a nice mile and back trail down there by the Nutrient facility that kind of follows the river back into the cornfield woods, if you will. So it's really enjoyable, so I'll have to look for that or go out there and look for some good evening walks.
That sounds good. It's perfect. It is fall weather, and we got some lightning off to the north here this morning.
Impressive lightning. Wow.
Yeah, impressive. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, Jason, thanks for the time. We'll see you again at the end of October.
Alrighty, thanks.
That is Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems each and every Wednesday. And we'll talk to Jason again near the end of October. Stay tuned next hour. A chance for you to win a free small blizzard courtesy of Dairy Queen, Highway 24 in Beloit. 67 degrees, our temperature on a Wednesday, September the 29th, 2021.